Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and it is pouring rain right now. So hopefully I'll make it through without even more rain coming down on me. But today, reason to smile, it is National Whipped Cream Day. That's right, January 5th is National Whipped Cream Day. So here's some interesting facts I found on foodandwine.com and Google. Whipped cream is old. It's been around since the 16th century. Recipes date back to as old as 1549 in Italy, 1604 in France. It was originally called milk snow, based on a 1545 English recipe for a variation of whipped cream that was made with egg whites and rose water. Oops, sorry, car horn. In the 19th century, the recipe for whipped cream actually called for cream, a metal bowl, and actually a wooden branch. So thankfully nobody uses that now. In a standing blender, it takes 2 to 3 minutes for cream to thicken and be whipped. So if you're whipping, just remember. Cream can only be whipped in temperatures under 50 degrees. If you do it, it becomes butter, which is interesting. I didn't know that. In 1948, dairy salesman and innovator Aaron Lapman, his nickname was Bunny. So Aaron Bunny Lapman developed a variation of whipped cream that came out of an aerosol can and essentially created the brand Ready Whip. So that's pretty cool. As far as world records for whipped cream go, in August 22nd, 2015 in Switzerland, the most people hand whipped cream simultaneously, and that was 1,434 people. In 2011, the tallest dollop of whipped cream was recorded on a mug of hot chocolate, measuring 7 1/4 inches, set by Melissa Arkin and Casey McLaughlin. On eBay, you can find a 1920s National Food Whipping Cream Extra Heavy embossed tin sign for $625 and a 1956 Ready Whip Vintage Strawberry Shortcake Breakfast Ad for $12.99. So that is it. Those are all the happy National Whipped Cream Day tips and facts and everything I know about it, trivia. If you have any others, you can hit me up on Twitter at podcastlist, hashtag randomlist. I'm also on Instagram at randomlistpodcast. You can also find me on all the podcast platforms. I'm there, you know. Let me know a list you want. I'll answer. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So if you're exercising, you know, track along. Let me know. And as always, have a great day. Stay warm, stay dry. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.